Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts, to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home.
Well, good morning and welcome to Around Town on 102.3 WHTL. I'm Mark St. Marie.
And I'm Lynn St. Marie.
And, wow, another busy weekend.
It sure was.
And, you know, they seem like all weekends are busy during the summertime. We're on the go all the time.
We are on the go a lot.
What a great night, though. We were in Arcadia. Well, first of all, let's back up. Thursday, Butch was in Arcadia, and he was at Rustic Bling for their big grand opening.
Right. Leah Matchy and Mercedes Matchy had a big grand opening celebration from Thursday through Sunday on Main Street at Rustic Bling in downtown Arcadia. They had lots of great stuff going on all weekend long. They had drawings, specials. Rustic Bling is a store that carries vintage, upcycled items as well as candles. They have Door County Coffee, I think. They've got Grand Valley Goat Soap. Just a really good variety of housewares, fun things. It's worth a stop. So if you haven't been there yet, make sure you do.
Go check it out. And yeah, it's a cool store right on Main Street in Arcadia. Then Friday night, we were in Memorial Park.
And in Arcadia again.
And you know, I've said it before, and I will say it again. If you have not been to Memorial Park, you really owe it to yourself to take a drive over there and start at the amphitheater walk all the way down the Soldiers Walk. It is the most amazing park, I think, in the state of Wisconsin.
I really do. It is truly beautiful. And they have the Angel of Mercy statue at one end. The news is they're putting up another statue at the other end, which is a guardian angel, I understand, for the 250th anniversary of the United States.
Yeah, it's right down from the pavilion as you're going towards the amphitheater, and they're hoping to have the unveiling during Ashley for the Arts this year.
That's exciting. Can't wait to see it.
But we were there for the Wounded Veterans Truck Show and Convoy. And what a great event.
One of our favorites.
And I got to tell you, this year they had a record number of trucks. I think 35, I think, maybe. And it was quite a deal. A lot of people on Friday night. They had great music on Friday night. Then more on Saturday when they came back from the convoy. The Mondays played on Saturday night. And the convoy this year went through mostly Trempealeau and Jackson County. They switch it up every year.
Yeah, I think they started in Centerville and went down through Galesville, over through Black River Falls to Maryland, then back to
Melrose,
Hixton, Blair. Yeah, Melrose, Hixton, Blair, up to Whitehall, and then over to Independence and back to Arcadia.
It was pretty amazing, and we got some really good pictures of it. You can check it out on our Facebook page, the WHDL Facebook page, not only from Friday night.
Was a stop on the Summer Celebration Tour.
It was, and I want to thank the people who joined me on air who were very gracious to come over and do that. Noah Olson, Val George, Derek Semitsik, also known as Biscuit, John Olson and Skip Kaltenhauser, the folks who came over and visited with me. And we've got some really cool pictures on our Facebook page of the convoy because it was kind of cool. They went right by our house in Blair.
They did. Yeah.
And you got to stand out front there and take pictures. And I came up to WHDL and took pictures of them coming up the highway.
Right.
So we've got some really good pictures on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we had good vantage points.
We did.
Yeah.
And big thanks to everybody who supported the convoy this year. It was really impressive. It'll be even bigger next year.
I'm looking forward to it.
Now, we've got a couple of things coming up this week, 4th of July weekend, and it is the 250th birthday of America.
Right.
And we've got a big night coming up on Friday. We're going to be in Blair.
We are going to be in Blair. We'll be in Blair for fireworks over Blair.
That's a cool deal.
It's on the 3rd every year, and this year, of course, the 3rd is on Friday night. So we will be there from 5 to 7 for a stop on the WHTL Busch Light Summer Celebration Tour. I'll be there with the wheel, and you'll be talking to some of the board members from Fireworks Over Blair.
Yep, and the activities start at 4, and the fireworks will be roughly at about 10 a.m. Music with Rich Schroeder, he's going to be starting at 6, food from 6 till 9. They're going to have the chicken, the hot dogs, the brats, and those walking tacos, which are really good.
They are.
All kinds of fun for the whole family, tractor rides, raffles, and a whole lot more. And don't forget, we will be there from 5 to 7, stop on the Summer Celebration Tour. And then, of course, the amazing fireworks at 10 right up over Lake Henry.
Beautiful Lake Henry.
Yep, beautiful Lake Henry. And then Saturday, you and I are on the go again.
Once again, on the 4th, we will be in Pleasantville for the 58th annual Pleasantville Lions Club 4th of July celebration. It's a 3-day event. Starts on Friday night, actually. They're going to have, of course, they have the fast pitch softball games all weekend long. People come out for that from all over the area to see those games. Mm-hmm. But they will also have live music on Friday night with Six Figure Sunrise starting at 7 p.m. And that's a popular group.
They put on a big show, and that's going to be really popular.
Yep. And then on Saturday, the games begin again, and we will be there for it. The games start at 9. We will be there from 10 to noon for another stop on the Summer Celebration Tour. Also that morning, there's a pancake French toast breakfast, and the Pleasantville tractor rides are going on all day. People are meeting at the Why Not Bar to sign up, and the rides begin at 10:30. They get back at 12:30, so I guess however many they need. But then fireworks, more fireworks that evening after sunset sometime. So
it's going to be a big weekend.
Right.
And, you know, there's going to be celebrations all over the area. So no matter where you live, you're going to be able to see some good fireworks. But, of course, with Summer Celebration, we need to thank all of our sponsors, Peeler Brothers Distributing, Reedy Concrete Construction, Falls Meat Service, Subways of Osseo, Arcadia, Cadott, and Neillsville, Quick Trip on board this year, and of course, Newcomb Valley Inn hosting our big end of the year party.
Yep, the end of the year party's on October 4th at noon.
That's going to be a great time.
Yeah. Registration at 11. We're going to watch the Packer game that day and give away Packer tickets for a game between Green Bay and Minnesota.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
That's a big rivalry. Don't forget to come by Friday and Saturday. Friday in Blair, Saturday in Pleasantville. See Lynn. Spin that wheel. You could win right on the spot.
Yeah, and as far as Pleasantville is concerned, it doesn't stop on... As far as Pleasantville is concerned, it doesn't stop on Saturday. There's also a lot to do on Sunday, so don't miss that either. There's a worship service in the morning. They do the Citizen of the Year Award and a pie and ice cream social, as well as the championship game at 4:30.
So, pie and ice cream. Now you're talking my language.
I know.
All right. You know what? One thing that we like to do at WHCL is pass on a little bit of information and life hacks.
Okay.
And I've got one I think that might help people. I really do.
Okay.
Okay. When you order a pizza, always order two.
Why?
Well, that way you have breakfast for the next morning.
Ah. Food
See?
Prep.
Food prep.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
Keep it tuned to WHTL, where it always feels like home.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.